is taken from the book of Colossians chapter 2, verse 1 to 23. Colossians chapter 2, verse 1 to 23. For I want you to know what a great conflict I have for you and those in Laodicea. And for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now this I say, lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words. For though I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. For as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. In him you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, in which you were raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your trespasses and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against you, which was contrary to us. And he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. So let no one judge you in food or in drink or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbaths, which are a shadow of things to come, but the substance is of Christ. Let no one cheat you of your reward. Take delight in false humility and worship of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshy mind, and not holding fast to the head, from whom all the body nourished and knit together by joints and ligaments grow with the increase that is from God. Therefore, if you died with Christ from the basic principles of the world, why, as though living in the world, do not subject yourself to regulations? Do not touch, do not taste, do not handle, which all concern things that perish with the using, according to the commandments and doctrines of men. These things, indeed, have an appearance of wisdom in self-imposed religion, false humility, and neglect of the body, but are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh. This is the word of the Lord. The topic of our sermon today is rooted and built up in Christ. And I want to welcome our preacher, Brother Bayo Famonuri, to share the word as we look forward to learning more about the aspect of this quarter's theme, strengthening our faith. Brother Bayo, please.
I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm happy to be here after a very long time. When I came here last, it was a very, very full house. And I guess many people have traveled already. Maybe that's why. I want to thank God for the elders of this church inviting me to be here today. I'm very grateful. I thank God for Sister Nkechi in particular, who have been in touch with me consistently, writing to make sure that I get here in good time. I want to thank the entire church members for your support over the years. I used to lead Agape Missions. I stepped down about 2 years ago, but I'm still very active in missions. I'm still a missionary in Agape Missions. And we appreciate your help a lot as a church. We are very grateful. So much is still happening, and God has helped us. We are based in the north, well, in the middle belt, in Jos, Plateau State, one village not far from Jos. And it has been in the news for some time now, attacks here and there, and that has opened up for us again areas of ministry. My wife leads a branch of the work called Bege for Gobe, a Hausa word that means hope for tomorrow. And there are over 500 widows being helped in that area. Just this last 2 months, the team has been going to Bokos, where many Christians were killed during Christmas. And they are still in IDB camps. There are over 10,000 people in IDB camps. Right? That's a conservative estimate. And about 2,000 children are being fed every week, once a week, by Bege for Gobe, and they are very appreciative. I want to thank God for all of you who prayed for us and reached out to us 4 years ago. I have not been here since that time. Not been here for several years now. But 4 years ago, we had an encounter with some young Fulani boys. 8:20 in the evening, we were having our prayer meeting, family prayer meeting. Myself, my wife, our grandchildren, and our children. And 3 of them came in. They said they were about 12, but only 3 came in. We saw only 3. One had a cudgel, one had a cutlass, one had a gun, AK-47 gun. And they said, Kakuri, go and bring money. I didn't say, well, I'll have your prayer meeting, just continue. Said, can't you hear? Bring money. So I got up and faced the man. I said, you want money? There's no money in this house. Go to the bank. No ATM machine here. He said, eh. I said, go, let me my house. He fired a shot at me on my leg, and I didn't even feel the pain, but blood was coming out. But I was angry. I tried to take the gun from his hand, but God helped me, I didn't take it. If I took it, I would have shot him. I would have committed murder. But God helped me anyway. So when I tried to take the gun from him, he just raised it up to my head and fired straight to my head, my forehead. And blood covered my face. So I walked towards and I went to my room, closed the door, and began to make phone calls. I called 3 people, one in Abuja, so they can contact the defense headquarters. Then I called somebody in Jos, the hospital. I called somebody else in Ganarob. While I was doing the calling, I was hearing gunshots. The man shot my wife at the back. She had her last grandbaby, about 2 or 3 years old that time, and she was carrying the baby. So she kept under her and he fired to the back. Two of my sons rushed at them to attack these invaders, and they shot them in the legs. But that rushing at them helped a lot, because they beat these invaders, and they ran away with their gun after shooting the boys. But the church responded in a marvelous way. All over the country, people were calling, they were praying, they were giving. I had gone to school in the University of Nigeria, Nsukka. Within 24 hours, they raised almost 2 million naira to pay hospital bills. That night, I went to the hospital. I was admitted, and there was a bullet in the back of my wife that lodged there. The one that shot at me, the bullet fell down, so it didn't actually enter my head. But they had to stitch the place and all those things. After 2 months, we came out. But people prayed. Many of you have prayed. So even in this church, gave us money. Well, not to me personally, but to a group trying to get me out of Ghana Rob, that should leave that place. And I said, I'm not leaving. They said, I have to leave. And they went, got money, bought a house in Abuja. And about 4 of them came, somebody from this church, one of my friends here, came to Jos and said, you have to leave that place. They are the fever, they bundled me out of the place. My family took us to Abuja by force. So in Abuja now. But I have plenty of work in that place. Mizar College, School of Missions, Kanakidis, Man Academy, Missionary Spain School, Bible School. I still teach there. So I go back there quite often. Sometimes 3 weeks in a month, I'll be there. Just last week, there were gunshots again, about 5 minutes away from us. But those things have reduced a lot. A day after I was shot, in fact, the following morning, that same morning, the defense headquarters sent us soldiers. They have been there since that day. It was on 5/5/2020 we were shot. The following day, soldiers came. And up till now, they are still there. They change them every month. We don't pay them. The government pays them. I wasn't a soldier. I have friends who are soldiers. So they were here. So it's God's favor and answer to your prayers. Because they are there, nobody moves that area. They told me that we were sent there to protect you. So we go there, come out, and nobody troubles us. The gunshot we had was an attack in a nearby village, but they were overpowered. In fact, the village where the Fulanis were retired in that place was leveled by the army. They leveled it down. So I want to thank you for praying. I had to say this because of how I felt with the Christians and their reaction. In U.S., in U.K., in Kenya, all over. But people prayed. Thank you for praying. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Our message today from Colossians 2, 1-23 is titled, thank you, Rooted and Built in Christ. Somebody told a story about a tree. He said every tree grows in two directions, gravitropic and phototropic. Every tree grows in two directions. The length of growth in either direction depends on the species of tree. Chinese bamboo can take years to grow down. When it starts growing up, within a few months, start at most trees. Gravitropic and phototropic. Gravitropic is away from light towards gravity, going down. Phototropic is a growth towards light. That principle cuts across all we do. Even a building. To go very high, you have to go down properly. If it doesn't go properly down, it has no foundation. It will collapse. It appears that the physical things which are visible, which you can see, are influenced and controlled by unseen spiritual things. I have a poem that's very popular. I teach my students in the School of Missions. It says, "The heights reached and kept by great men were not attained by sudden flight. The heights reached and kept by great men were not attained by sudden flight. But they, while their colleagues were sleeping, they were toiling upwards in the night." They kept toiling upwards in the night. The night time is like going down. The problem we have as Christians is that we want to build up, we want to grow up without appropriate roots. Christians want to shine. And they think the way to shine is in activities, crusades, singing, dancing, church activities. Whereas these things should be the natural result of a depth in roots. When the roots are deep, naturally, there will be some growth. Remember the parable of the sower in Luke chapter 8, 11 to 15, or Matthew 13, 20 to 22. I'll read the shorter version. Matthew 13, from verse 20. It says, "As for what was sown on thin, rocky soil," that amplifies the Bible, "this is he who hears the word and at once welcomes and accepts it with joy. Yet it has no real roots in him, but is temporary, inconstant, lasts but a little while. And when affliction or trouble or persecution comes on account of the word, at once he is caused to stumble. He is repelled and begins to distrust and desert him whom he ought to trust and obey, and he falls away. As what was sown among thorns, this is he who hears the word, but he cares the cares of the world, and the pleasure and delight and glamour and deceitfulness of riches choke and suffocate the word, and it yields no fruit." Verse 21 said, "It has no real roots. It's temporary." So when normal issues happen to us, as they must happen, if you are living in this world, some things should happen to you. It must happen. When they happen like that, we buckle and we collapse like a pack of cards. Things like business slowing down. Sometimes they will slow down. Things like not getting married in time. Things like examination disappointment. Things like not having children early. Things like children not making progress as desired. Things like a loved one dying. Or health hazards. And so on and so forth. When they happen, because there is no root, we cannot stand. Popular man in Nigeria, he died many years ago. My father's colleague, to my father, he said to me that the God who killed so-so-so, I cannot serve him. He was a twin. And his twin brother died. And became an atheist because his brother died. Yet he was a churchgoer. If he were a Christian and had roots, that wouldn't happen. Things will happen to us as human beings. When those things happen, what will help us is how deep our roots have gone. And that's very important. I'll give us 9 keys to being rooted in God. If you think I'm rushing, please forgive me. I have a time frame. They gave me a time. And I like to keep to time. 9 things that are keys to being rooted in Christ. Number 1, being with Him, which helps us to know Him. Being with Him. There must be a continuity in the Lord. In Mark 13, verse 14, Mark 13, 14, the Bible says that Jesus called the apostles for 4 reasons. Number 1 was to be with Him. They will preach. They will heal the sick. They will cast out demons. 4 things. But number 1 was to be with Him. That was the priority. In being with Him, they will get the boldness to preach the gospel. In being with Him, they will have the power to heal the sick. In being with Him, they will have the authority to cast out demons. But the key, stay with God, to be with Him. Years ago on the mission field in Kaduna, the villagers were crying over our land. Which one of them gave us? The elders of the other village will come as early as 6:30 a.m. They will start coming. About 9, 10 of them in their wrappers. I will see them. I will go and pray. Take authority. And I said, what do you want? And we came to greet you. This early morning, we are going back home. Like children will just come back home. Because I have settled them with God in the place of prayer. Being with Him means spending time with God. A child who spends time with his parents, you will know. He will have a lot of native wisdom. I have a friend who is a very powerful Bible teacher. I'm sure most of you know his name. I asked him, the way you speak with so much wisdom, were you close to your father? He said, yes, very close. He said, no wonder. That's number 1, being with Him. If you continue in the faith, Colossians 1:23, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard, and which was preached to every creature. Wherefore, I, Paul, am made a minister. Number 2, prayer life. The prayer life has to be grounded. It shows you trust God. It shows you rely on Him. It shows you know you can do nothing without Him. So that makes Him happy too. Colossians 4:12 talks about our prayer life. If there is no fire in a pot, around the pot, flies will be dancing around that pot. What creates fire inside and around the Christian is his prayer life. What creates fire inside and around the Christian is his prayer life. Martin Luther said that his work has become so heavy these days. He had to increase his prayer life by 4 hours every day. The work increased, he increased his prayer life. That's the power. Number 3. Personal study. To deliberately look into the Word of God and study it and get to understand it. The Bible is always new. I just finished a training for about 25 people. 1 week training. Finished on Friday, 2 days ago. On Thursday, I brought one of my converts when he was in secondary school. I led him to Christ. to come and teach us about the priest and worship, ministry of worship. That's a Panam Pasipol. I said, give us 30 minutes. He said, can I just teach? I said, go ahead. And it took 2 hours. And he went to Deuteronomy, to Joshua. And he was preaching about worship. I was amazed. I still read the Pentateuch, the books of Moses, last month. What he was teaching me, teaching all of us, I didn't see those things there. They were new. So you can learn a lot when you spend time in the Word of God. Personal study. 2 Timothy 2:15. He says, study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that needs not be ashamed. Rightly handling the word of faith. Study. Number 4. Exposure to sound teaching. Exposure to sound teaching. There are places, conferences, camps you can attend, and the teaching is very sound. Church services, the teaching is very sound. Bible study groups that you can learn a lot. In Colossians 2, verse 7, we read that one, then Acts 18, 24 to 26, about Apollos, mighty in the word of God, but Priscilla and Aquila took him and taught him the way of God again. Number 5, stay in the right company. For us to have deep roots, you must stay in the right company. Psalm 1, verse 1 to verse 3. Psalm 1, verse 1 to verse 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. His delight is in the law of the Lord. Stay in the right company. They shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Whatever he does shall prosper. He that walks with wise men shall be wise. But a companion of fools shall be destroyed. A friend of 5 fools is the 6th fool. It is fool. Your company defines who you are. Anyone that does not increase you will decrease you. Life is not a vacuum. Be careful the company you keep. Number six. Be continually filled with the Holy Spirit. Be continually filled with the Holy Spirit. 1 John 2:27. The anointing which you have received of him abides in you. When you study the book of Acts, in chapter 2, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. In chapter 4, they were filled. The same people were filled. When you open yourself to God, he visits you. I came here today at 7:30. I was told the ambassador at 8 o'clock. So I went up there, and I was alone. It's very beautiful. One man was in the media room. So I knelt down to pray up there. I just felt God's presence. And I said, if I'm in Lagos, I'll be coming here maybe every Sunday, 7 a.m., just to pray till 8 o'clock. But you know, God is everywhere, not just here alone. I have not just taken time to be with him enough. So when I just came here, I said, this is a very beautiful place. And I enjoyed myself. Of course, I learned a lesson too. I came early enough to attend Bible study, but I missed it. And I was in the church. It's a very dangerous thing that happened to me. I didn't know I could be that careless. I was on this side. Then Brother Tony said, Ah, you are here already? I said, yes. They have Bible study here. On this side, down. I didn't hear down. So I moved from here to this side and waited. I was waiting and they had Bible study downstairs. I didn't know. So when I saw him here, I said, you didn't tell me it's not here. See, I told you. I said, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. Sorry. Mm-hmm. So, I'm talking about the rooted. This is the problem with some of this. Some of these things, it does mess up sometimes. Please pardon me. I'm very sorry. Yes, I'm back there now. I was number 6 or number 7. Pardon? Number 6, be contrary filled. Okay, number 7 now. Beware. Be alert. You know? That's why preachers, they preach the word of God. It affects those who are listening, affects them themselves. If I was alert, I won't be there today. I missed Bible study. I wasn't alert myself. Beware, be alert. Colossians 2 verse 8. It says, see to it that no one carries you off as spoil or makes you yourselves captives by so-called philosophy and intellectualism and vain deceit. We have to be alert. There are false doctrines flying around. We have to be like Berean Christians and check in the word of God. Is that thing Bible-based? If it's not in the Bible, you throw it away. Be very careful. Number 8. Know whom you are in Christ. It makes a lot of difference in growing roots. You know you are a child of God. You give your life to Christ. Satan would like to come and make you cast doubts on your faith. Say, I know that I know I am a child of God. Colossians 2:10-12. Say, we are complete in Him. Buried and risen in Him. You are made full, having come to fullness of life. Complete in Him. He is the head of all rule. Colossians 2:10-12. Number 9, lastly. Keep growing. Don't stop. As you are going down, you are growing. My quiet time is a very good study case here. In the high school, when I in my HSE, I gave my life to Christ, 1967, and they told us about quiet time. And I was using daily power, daily guide. University, I said, now I should go to a bigger thing, search daily, and this search daily. Then, another Bible study group, in understanding be men. After some years, I was working now as a missionary. I said, look, all these books are not enough for me, and daily power, daily guide. Let me go and study myself. I will take one week, demons. Another week, angels. Another week, I will take heavenly bodies. Within 1 week, nobody canceled with me. I went back to daily guide. I was missing my daily quiet time, seriously. I was going down. I said, let me cancel myself. Let me go back to the primary thing. I went back. So don't stop growing. Don't think you have arrived now. Keep growing down to know more about God. It helps. These same 9 points, strangely enough, make you grow. Built up in Christ Jesus. Being built up does not mean we stop growing. Even physically, this church physically is growing. Those who were here in the early days, it wasn't like this. Things are being added here and there. At the back there, inside here, is growing. So that you are built up, but you stop growing. In closing, my brothers, my sisters, let us aim to please him. Let it be our aim to please the master. We cannot be preachers of good news and be bad news ourselves. We have done well as a church by the grace of God. Let it be encompassing. Let it be all inclusive. Not just a few people, but all of us. It's easy to hide in a crowd. VFC is doing very well, and I know I'm not doing very well. It's easy to hide in a crowd. Don't be a weak link in the chain. Don't be a weak link in the chain. My prayer is that God will bless all of you and accept sacrifices in Jesus' name. Anybody who comes here and sees what is happening here knows that this, where you are now, is a result of sacrifices, of tears, of blood, of labor. May God accept your sacrifices in Jesus' name. Let there be soberness in us. Let it be said by all who come across us that VFC is a special gathering of God's people. Let it be said that we have conquered money. We have conquered fame. We have conquered the world. Any company that employs any of us is lucky. Any job seeker that works with any of us will fly to great heights. Any government that recruits from here will have a guiding light to his conscience. That should be true of us, is it? Let's think about that. That should be our goal, to please the Lord. Anywhere we find ourselves, we are salt, we are light. Any of us, let us pray. Spend time to just talk to God on your own. Am I rooted enough? Am I going down more to know God more? Am I a testimony of God's grace in this church? When they come to work with me, do I excel? Or when I work with somebody, do I add to him? Who are those in my company? We thank you, Father and our God, for this time. We bless you for your word. We thank you for teaching us. Even as we spend time in your presence, Father, please speak to us. Teach us, Holy Father. Just a few days ago, we were having Easter, remembering your sacrifice on the cross. Let it be real for us today. Let it be real for us today, Lord, that we are dead and buried with Christ and risen with him again. Make it real, Lord. Thank you, Father. As you go to God in prayer, he's hearing your prayers. It's touching your life, causing a revival deep in you, believing for that.